Epístolo está aquí en front, dados en Paul de Tesalonians. Brethren, we give thanks to God always for you all, making a remembrance of you in all our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of all the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel has not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who had delivered us from the wrath to come. So we stand up to hear the most holy gospel. According to St. Matthew, at that time Jesus spoke to the multitudes this parable: the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seeds, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs and become a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them: the kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and with the parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the beginning of the world. That the words of the Holy Gospel, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think you take a seat, dear friends. So we have the great opportunity today of celebrating this baptism, and also we have 2 more Holy Communions today. So it's a great occasion for us to preach, which the Gospel and the Epistle says, linking to the First Communion and to the baptism. First, we have to say that the Gospel and the Epistle of today indicates to us that in a human, pure human way, the gifts from God seems to be small, worthless, without power. It's what appears to the human eyes. When we perform a sacrament, when we come to Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, when we pray a rosary, it seems that it's powerless, it seems that it's useless, seems. And this is why our Lord and St. Paul They place this teaching to remind us that the divine things grow as much as eternity, as infinite things, as value, the value that divine things have, which is eternal and infinite. So it was Saint Paul says the following. He said, "Be mindful of the work of your faith and labor in charity and enduring of the hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that your election is for eternity, because the word of God is the power in the Holy Ghost in most fullness, capable of bringing us to life everlasting and to grow without ceasing, day after day." He said, "We have not been preaching to you, but in wonders, in the Holy Ghost, in divine things, through the faith." And this is the line of thought of the Gospel of today, when our Lord says that the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, seems very little. This is why people have been losing the faith, because seems little to have the faith when we have a famine, we have jobs, we have a great evil around us. People doesn't see the solution in the faith, in divine things. People in general, especially modernists, they see things in a human light. So they see hopeless and helplessness, because they feel helpless and hopeless because they see things in a human way, in a human light. So one word of God is capable of converting the whole world. It's divine. And attached to that word is the power of God, His most precious blood, His promises attached to it. This is the teaching of today's Sunday. It's why the other parable of our Lord, which is, He said, "The kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened." So it's hidden, but it's capable of bringing the whole of us and the whole of our life to eternity, in happiness and joy, in such a way that our life will become like the life of God, sharing the life of God for eternity. It's very important, dear friends, because we have seen just the ceremony of baptism for adults, and this is not an event, a baptism. It's the beginning of eternity for Theo, because he has received the seed, the master seed of eternal life, which is sanctifying grace. He's sharing completely in the life of God. Life, God has come to his soul to share his life, his happiness, his joy. And God's purpose is to have it in Theo until the eternity, so that never will be taken away from him. This is why he's wearing white garments. Usually he will have to wear white garments 1 week. But of course, we don't have those times. He will just use those garments for the ceremony and today at Mass. And also the light of the faith. So Theo has become, for now on, a light, a divine light. God through him is going to show men the way, the life. So the divine things is going to be shared and shine forth through Theo. So this is why these events are great. And now we have the First Communion. And the First Communion, we remind Philomena and Theo, is the closest to heaven that we have on earth. is heaven on earth. To receive Holy Communion is to be united to our Lord in the closest possible way. His soul is united to your soul today. His body is united to your bodies in a very intimate way. His divinity is united to our humanity. His most precious blood is united to our blood. And this is the closest union possible on earth with God through sanctifying grace in such a way that we are one with Him. This is why He, our Lord, many times says that we are the branches, He is the tree. We are engrafted in Him in such a way that we share the same life, the same love. And the purpose of our Lord giving us His life is that He's going to act through us, in us, every moment. So that our life will be divine. That is the reason why our Lord gave to us these gifts. That we will be shining forth divine life every moment. This is why the Gospel and the Epistle is telling this teaching to us. It's a master seat. It's something for eternity. What to foster, to keep, to preserve, to make it grow. It's a gift of God which is it's going to grow for eternity, and it's going to intended to be forever and ever. And this is first communion is in this moment. You are going to share heaven with God, and God doesn't want you that this happiness will end up. That this happiness of being united to Him will be from now on for eternity. Will be preserved, will be fed up, will continue growing. So in such a way that when you die, He expects that you will be faithful to this grace, so that when you die, you go straight to heaven. Yes. If we are faithful to the gifts of God, to grace, to all the life God is offering to us through the Holy Ghost and the Blessed Virgin Mary, if we die in that fidelity, we go to heaven. Especially what the popes say to religious. They say, bring me a monk who has been fulfilling his rule every day, and I will canonize him on the spot as soon as he dies. The same for us. If we are far from holiness, it's because we are not living in the life of God. We are not using the gifts of God with the help of God. If we are not growing in holiness, it's because we are abusing the gifts of God, the gift of God. So this is why this first communion should remind Philomena and Theo that our Lord died on the cross for you, for us, to give you all that He has. Everything. He's sharing with us everything. So the closest to heaven is Holy Communion. This is why I want to tell this story of Imelda, which is the patroness of First Communions. Santa Imelda. She was a little girl when she has a great desire, a great habit of prayer, a contemplation, already when she was 4 years old. She asked to dwell in the convent with the nuns, and the nuns allow Imelda to be at the mass, at the chapel. When she was 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, she enjoyed going to mass, enjoyed being with the nuns, and very special with this girl was she stayed at the church praying longer even than the nuns. She had special communication and love for our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist. So she requested that Holy Communion will be given to her sooner than the common Jews. On those times, communion will be given 11, 12, 13 years old. She was only 7, 8 years old. She wanted Holy Communion. So the priest was 9 because she was too young to receive Holy Communion. But Imelda kept praying God for Holy Communion in her innocence. Her greatest desire was to receive Holy Communion. So what happened is that one day, like the others, the priest finished celebrating Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. The nuns retired, left the church, and Imelda stayed praying longer. When suddenly the nuns saw that a host came out of the tabernacle and was suspended on the air in front of Imelda. So the nuns reported to the priest immediately, "Father, the host is suspended, came out of the tabernacle, is in front of Imelda." So the priest realized that our Lord wanted to give Holy Communion to Imelda. So the priest didn't wait. He dressed up again. He grabbed the host, which was on the air, and he gave it to Imelda to receive it. And the history said that when Imelda received communion, she died in that moment. She died of love. And the nuns picked up the body and buried her. So it was the most beautiful death you could imagine. But this desire God wants to see in our souls, this divine gift, which is eternal in love, in suffering, in price, God really is what He wants from us, especially today from Philomena and Theo. He wants us to see that desire, that we want our Lord for eternity, as our only love, as our husband, as our treasure, as our happiness, our joy, as the only one that we want and desire for eternity, from today until eternity. It's the reason why God doesn't offer to us quantity, but quality. So the quantity of sacraments doesn't make sense if we don't have quality. So the dispositions of love and desire to receive our Lord. It's a question of quantity, it's a question of quality. How much desire, how much interest, how much disposition and humility and faith we have. Because like Imelda, was enough one communion to die in love and to go to heaven, straight to heaven. We must realize that the saints of the Old Testament didn't have Holy Communion. They had just the desire of the future Redeemer. That was enough. That was enough to be sanctified and to receive sanctifying grace and to be saved, and to be pleasing to God. It's a reminder. God wants us that desire. It's what St. Bernard said. He said there are three things we need to become holy, to become saints. He says the first is to desire it. Second is to desire it. And third is to desire to be holy, it. So the desire of our Lord is what He wants to see in us. So He wants us to see the desire to serve Him, to love Him, to be sacrificed for Him, that we don't want but Himself. This is holiness. It's the first commandment. And this desire is a grace. But God is not going to give that grace if we don't foster it, if we don't dispose us to it, if we are not humble. Because precisely the humble is the one who places himself in the reality that God is everything to be desired, and we are nothing. We are nobody. We are despicable. Nothing to be desired in us. nothing attractive in us. This is humility. And this is what we need precisely to have a more quality in our communions. It's what our Lord wants to see today in Philomena and Theo. He has been waiting an eternity for this moment, and also you have been waiting for many years for this moment. So what he wants to see, that desire in order to bring to you his treasures, his love, all that he wants to give to you, a place in heaven. Not only that, but we ask both of you to pray for us. Because the gifts of God are for the pure of heart. You have a pure of heart, and because it's your first time, God is going to grant unto you all that you are going to ask for today at the Mass. So we need you, both of you, to pray for us. All of you here present, your families, the church, the priest, the poor souls in purgatory for whom we are praying this whole month of November. We need those prayers. So today, whatever you ask will be granted to you. So we beseech thee to share this treasure you have today with us. And finally, dear friends, we have to keep the zeal for the salvation of souls, for the sanctification of souls. So we never should doubt the power of our holy faith, the power of our sacraments, the power of the treasures of whatever God we have received from God. So we must stir up our faith. God doesn't need numbers to convert England. If we had just the faith, the desire, God is going to work wonders through us. Just look what the Blessed Virgin Mary did. The handmaid of the Lord. The Blessed Virgin Mary has precisely that desire, continuous desire in perfection, in her Immaculate Heart. And our Lord came down to earth finally to perform the redemption, thanks to the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was ready. She had that desire. She had that power of prayer to bring down our Lord upon the world, upon us, to be incarnated and to perform the redemption. So I want you to have this faith, this desire, this zeal for souls. God doesn't need numbers of priests, neither. He just needs humility, faith, and those dispositions of desire and love to convert the whole of the world, to bring his kingdom on upon earth as soon as possible. Don't forget about that. It's what St. Pius X says, the crisis of the church is due not so much because the evil of people, but mainly because the good ones, the Catholic children of God, they don't do their job. They are not sanctifying themselves. So the culpable of this crisis is not the evil people. It's the good people. That we don't do our job. We are not being sanctified according to the expectations of God. And doesn't require too much. Two or three saints now will be enough to convert England and the whole world. So don't forget about that. God wants that humility, that spirit of faith and love and hope through with the Blessed Virgin Mary, like the saints. We ask this grace today for Philomena and Theo and for each one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.